Do you like conspiracies?
Only for their entertainment value?
Well, you've come to the right place.
Here, we talk about the four-letter word, conspiracy.
And we also make jokes about them.
Welcome to What the Conspiracy.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to WTC, Finger Guns Galore, or What the Conspiracy. For those that don't know, he did the finger guns again that he did last episode. I guess finger guns are the thing when we're doing
our
intro.
Finger guns are awesome. Finger guns are awesome. What are you talking about?
They're
always in
guns.
Style. Never go out of style. Finger guns are always in style.
You know, plaid, it's out. Finger guns, never out.
In.
Always. Welcome back, though. We are WT Conspiracy, a.k.a. What the Conspiracy. For those who don't know, my name, the co-host of the show, my name is Peaswad, and I'm here with...
We're going to be Mr. Sleepy today. So we're Mr. Sleepy.
Oh, my. Not formal.
Yeah, we're going to be very formal today.
Because we're getting serious.
We are. With the stuff that we're going to cover today, I mean, it's wild what we're going to get into. So it's really got to get a hold of ourselves. Get a hold of ourselves today.
Because as you know from this series that we do here, we're very serious. We get down to brass tacks. We don't mess around and talk about video games for 20 minutes in the first part of the whole episode. Ever.
On WTC Conspiracy, facts are all that matters. That's all that matters. It's just the facts. Nothing else.
Not even saying the name right matters.
I don't know. I'm just here so I don't get fined.
Get them. So, it's one of the best quotes ever, I swear to God.
It's amazing. I remember watching the press conference when he was doing that. God. It was incredible. Like, he wanted no part of it.
Oh, God. I wouldn't either. But, I mean, that's just me.
Yeah.
So, I always yawn. I yawn and burp. You don't do either. What's wrong with you? Are you a robot?
I mean, I yawn sometimes, but I'm just used to being tired. Hanging out over here with these three kids in this job. Like, you know what's crazy? Like, I hate getting up for work.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, it's hard to... Dude, today's my day off. I got up at, like, 6 in the morning. Started my day. Right off the bat. Just like, yep, time to get up. And just... The only thing that kind of... I woke up and there was no coffee in my house, so I had to go to Dunkin' Donuts, which is fine. Because it's like 5 minutes from my house.
God, I love Dunkin'.
Yeah, but I was annoyed I had to leave the house.
Dunkin' Donuts, if you're listening, holla at your boys. If you'd like to give us a sponsorship, I swear to God, I will eat a donut on every single episode of this show if you want to sponsor us. So holla at your boys.
The only thing I've ever had from Dunkin' Donuts, though, is, I mean, I've had their donuts, but like as far as drinks, it's just black coffee. That's all I drink. I don't really venture out. Yeah, that's what I drink. I drink black coffee. Even if I made coffee at home, it's going to be black coffee. So
that's so boring.
I know. That's me.
See, I love sweets. You know, like I love sweets. Like I'm not going to have teeth in probably 5 years because I love sweets so much.
So I've never been a big sweets guy. Like candy, you know, I do drink soda occasionally. Candy, cakes, like things, desserts, ice cream. Never been my thing.
I'm not collecting double chins for nothing, you know? Like, I'm out here eating sweets, man. Like, I love it.
But I got a beard. I don't really have... I don't even think I have a double... It just makes my beard look more pronounced when I do that. There's probably a double chin over there somewhere.
See, that's messed up. He's showing off his beard. And here I am, the guy who can't grow a beard.
I'm 36, you know? I'm sure there's something going on down there.
Yeah, the older you get, the... A little saggier everything gets, you know. That's about all we need to say about that. Let your imagination run wild.
Bingo.
So, for those that didn't know this also, we are on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at WT Conspiracy. We also have an email address that you can email us directly at WTConspiracy@gmail.com. There's the burp, excuse me.
Very nice.
We have our videos are up on YouTube also, where you can see our glistening faces. I don't know why I said glistening, but there they are. They're glistening. Mm-hmm. I may sound a little sick today. Just a heads up. I do not have COVID, but we'll get into that when the catch up. Mm. Oh, God. But we also have a Linktree account. I couldn't think of the word. Linktree, it's like...
We do.
It's Linktree, whatever the hell the Linktree site is, / WT Conspiracy. I don't know why they didn't just go like linktree.com/ WT Conspiracy, but we talked about that last episode, and I'm still upset about it. But then again, those that don't know, we actually recorded last episode yesterday.
We did. So this is back to back to back is what we're
so you could be listening to this, you know, an hour's difference or, you know, 2 weeks difference or a year's difference. Please don't wait a year to listen to this next episode. But
why would you? That'd be rude.
That's messed up, bro. We recorded this one day and then the next day. So back to back, just for you. Just for you. Mm-hmm. So we, like I said, are on YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter. If you are on any of that stuff, make sure that you hit us with a follow, a like, a subscribe, and give us your firstborn child or whatever it is. You know, like whatever it is that they make you do on all these websites.
I'm on the children. No, I'm my youngest is 9 now, so I did my time. So unless your firstborn child is older and I don't have to really watch it, then no go, no deal.
I did my time. I don't need to get any more kids.
I did my time. It's just like somebody tries to hand me a baby of theirs to hold. It's just like, you're not going to trick me. I was like, no. I already did that. I did that for a long time. You hold your own baby.
Even now, my 3-year-old's like, pick me up. And I'm like, nope. I did my time. You're 3. 3 years of that. I'm good, bro. I'm good.
Well, dude, once kids get to a certain age, they're heavy, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you know, Jesus, what I mean? Like,
you want to talk about heavy? Did I tell you how big Owen was when he was born?
How big? How big was I? Was he a big baby?
Oh, yeah. He was 11 and a half pounds.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That is a big baby.
He's never been small. He's never been small. He's always been giant, you know?
But, dude, that's almost twice. When Brayden was born, he was just over 6 pounds. Like, he was...
Oh, my.
Your baby was born almost twice that. Like, both the girls were over 8 pounds, but Brayden was the smallest by far.
Yeah.
Your kid was born, he's almost twice as big as mine.
Well, I mean, Parker was like, I think he was like 9 pounds, 15 ounces. So he was almost 10 himself. Mm-hmm. So we got almost 10, and then we got 11 and a half, you know? And it's like, my wife said, we're not having any more kids because I'm not trying to push out a 15-pound child from you.
Yeah,
that's
you don't
kind
want
of
to
the
do
trend.
That. That's where it's leading
and
up
I'm
to.
Like, I'm 100% with you. I don't want you to get torn in half during childbirth when this demon child comes out of you or whatever.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Jesus. So, Sleepy, let's do some catching up. How are you?
Some catch up from catch up from a day. what did I do last night?
Boom. We recorded last night.
Got done recording. I don't even think I played any video games last
Boo.
Night. I think I was tired, so I think I was in bed by 9 because I'm lame. And then, like I said, I got up at like 6 in the morning, started my day, played video games. Then today I had to actually go take my wife's dog to the vet to go...
Whoa.
Just get it.
Why you say your wife's dog? It's not like your family dog? It's not like your
dog?
Well,
it's more his dog. Oakley is my dog. You know, Oakley's the big 110-pound dog. That's my dog. You know, they're all our dogs, but at the same time, it's it's her dog. It's a tiny 14-pound chihuahua mix that yaps at everything and... Like, if he sits on your lap, you try to move him, he tries to bite you. So it's definitely her dog. But he has a limp, so I had to take him to the vet to get that checked out and get some shots or whatever. And they said his hip is just kind of sprained, they think. And it's not healing quickly because...
He's old.
Actually, here's the thing. I asked him, I was like, how old is this dog, do you think? Like, they looked at his teeth. They said he's probably between 7 and 8 years old.
Oh, what?
That's what they told me. That's what the vet told me. I was like, are you serious? He's like, you can never know 100% for sure. He said, but I would think this dog is between 7 and 8. I was like, there's so much gray on this dog. And he looks so old.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, what? He's like, that's what I think. I was just like, okay. So, but anyways, back to his, they said his hips probably taking a little longer to heal because he's a super active little dog. He's just sprinting everywhere constantly. So he's not really letting it rest, you know.
Right.
He keeps,
how
like,
do you
kind of
force
the
dog
besides kenneling him into something really small and not letting him move for like a week, there's not much you can do. So it'll heal eventually. I was more worried about it maybe being something more serious, but he examined him, looked at him. He's like, nah. He's like, he's good. Or this guy could not know what he's, I don't know. Or he could be wrong. I don't, it'll be fine.
He wasn't even a vet. It was just a guy in a van, wasn't it? Like, let me see your dog.
Some guy who snuck in and, you know, when I left, they were probably like, did anybody check these people? Just, did anybody actually look at this dog?
They were like, who was that guy that just walked out of the exam room? Like, I don't know.
For the amount they charged me, they'd better have been a doctor for all the shots and the preventative stuff over the next year and stuff that I got and everything. So it better have been a doctor. So I did that, and then I went to the gym, and then I played more Battlefield with you, and then
me.
Now we're here, and then I went and looked up some. I did about an hour and a half, 2 hours of research on what we're getting ready to talk about, and now we're here.
Boom!
Get ready to bring information to the people.
Yeah,
information that you desperately need, whether you know it or not.
You're going to get it, this information.
You're going to get it. If you want it or not, you're still going to get it. So
yeah, if you're going to listen to this podcast, you're going to get the information. I'm just saying.
That was very aggressive. I apologize.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're both very laid-back people.
That's not how Mr. Sleepy usually is.
No, that's Mr. Sleepy. He's business-oriented.
Today, business-oriented. One of these days, I'm going to pull a suit out. I got like 9 suits. I'm going to pull one out of my closet and wear it during one of these.
And for those that aren't watching on YouTube, he is currently wearing a chicken outfit.
Crazy, right? Yeah, it's just ridiculous.
Go to YouTube and check it out.
You know what's funny? You know what I have in my closet?
A chicken costume. Could be so many things.
A chicken costume from like 4 years ago when I dressed up like that for Halloween for my kids. Because I always dress up as during Halloween with my kids when they go trick-or-treating.
I'm just joking, and you 100% could actually be wearing that because you own that.
I literally could go get it right now and put it on. Maybe the next episode I'll wear it. But yeah,
that would be so funny.
Absolutely have one.
And if you do wear one of those, I'm not going to say a single word. I'm not going to say a single word about how you're actually wearing something funny like a chicken costume. I'm just going to be like, everything is normal. Go check it out on YouTube.
Yeah, it's going to happen. Now it has to happen.
Now it has to happen. We just put that into the universe.
You know, and then if you're listening on a platform for a podcast stuff, you're going to have to go check out the YouTube to see which episode is Sleepy wearing his chicken costume in
You just said, go check out the YouTube. You sounded 800 years old just now.
The YouTube. The TikTokers. I'm going to go TikToking.
What is this website about clocks? This TikTok, like
TikTok, it's ridiculous.
Go check out the YouTube,
Instagram. Who's sending all these telegrams? This is ridiculous.
Telegrams on the go. I can't believe it.
You know what? I am who I am.
Yeah.
This is I am who I am. I can't do anything about it.
I said it before, man. You're an old soul. Like you're an old soul.
Yeah, kind of. You know. Having 3 kids by the time you're 26 will do that to you.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, I didn't have my first one until I was like 30. So, I mean,
a lot of work. I didn't have like a regular, like, being like in your 20s. It was just, hey, you better figure everything out right now.
Let's go.
Immediately. Okay. Immediately. So.
Oh, man.
But that's what I did. That's what I've been hanging out doing. What have you been doing over the last 24 hours or so since we last talked?
Well, did I mention last episode that, we had a COVID scare? I think I did, didn't I?
I don't remember if you didn't. I know you had talked to me about it off of this, but, I don't know if it was mentioned on here.
Don't tell them we talk to each other offline, because they think that all of our conversations are just right here recorded.
That's right. We only talk here. No other, besides doing this, I don't know who this guy is. So.
This is it. Just this.
This is it right here. Just right here.
That's the illusion that we bring. We don't talk about anything at all. We literally sit in silence until we hit record, and then we just chemistry.
Yeah. When we play video games, we don't even talk.
Nope. You know what I mean? When he comes
down to visit in a month, we're not even going to be in the same room the entire time.
Nope.
When he comes to visit my house.
Not at all.
Yeah.
Let's see. We had a COVID scare in the house. We thought we may have COVID. A family's old, like almost everybody's sick, like got a lot of nasal stuff going on. We can still smell, we can still taste. So it's like, who knows? We took the test. None of us have COVID. So boom, all good. But that does not mean that we all aren't still sick with the flu or whatever it is. I'm pretty sure it's the flu, you know. So you might be able to hear it on my voice. I don't know if you can tell the difference too. between yesterday and today?
Maybe a little bit. You know, I could definitely hear it earlier when we were playing Xbox. So I could definitely tell on that mic for sure a little bit. So maybe a little bit, but it doesn't sound bad.
You know? That's good.
You know,
that's
you don't good. Sound like you're dying.
So no,
let me ask you this. Have you had COVID yet? Have you had it?
No, not yet.
No, you haven't gotten it? I had it. I've had it twice. So, but the first time I got it about a year ago, I lost my sense of smell and taste, which was probably the worst part. The sense of taste was probably the worst part of the whole thing.
Yeah.
And I lost my sense of smell. Even to this day, over a year later, like for a long time in 20, like I'm not joking, like 3-4 months in 2021, because COVID will damage like the nerves that have to do with like smell. I would just smell campfire for days on end. Dude, it was horrible. Because that's all you, yeah, it would just, I would, it's like phantom, like, there's a name for it, I remember what it's called. But I would just smell like campfire, like burning wood. Like, that's all I would smell, which was horrible because it was like, it would make me like my stomach hurt, like make me almost feel nauseous.
Yeah.
Also, one of my biggest fears is my house catching on fire.
Yeah.
For like no reason. So then it's just, I constantly just sitting there, it's like, something's on fire. And my wife's like, you're an idiot. And it's just, but I end up going back to my doctor. And talking about it, and they explained, like, the other, you can't fix it. Like, you have to wait for, like, the nerves to kind of regenerate. But even to this day, it doesn't happen that often. But just occasionally, it happened yesterday, just hanging out. And just all of a sudden, I was like, something's burning. Campfire. Somebody's burning something. So I asked my wife, I was like, go outside. Somebody's, like, our neighbors, like, using their fireplace? And she's like, no. I was just like, well, hopefully this goes away soon.
Did she say again, you're an idiot? Because like what she says to you.
She says it a lot. But she knows there's a reason why I was asking her. You know, it's like, happening to me again?
She said that to you last night when I talked to her.
Yeah, she said, yeah, I'm an idiot. She does that.
She did.
That's
wow.
She's
so sweet.
My wife thinks very highly of me, FYI, everybody. So
yeah, she does. Yeah, it's all joke. It's a joke.
Doesn't think I'm a moron at all on everything I do on a day-to-day basis. So just takes me completely seriously and just, just blind faith behind me. That's a lie. She questions like everything I do. It's like, why are you doing this? Why are you doing that? But, be nice to your wives. You always give them a good answer.
Always love your wives. Always be true and respectful and faithful to them. It's a good way to put it.
Or fight them in a Denny's parking lot. Either way.
But only in Denny's.
If they agree, like it's two adults, you know, and she has like some MMA training or something.
It's like a consensual, like, you know, adult fight in a Denny's parking lot, but only in that Denny's parking lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the way to do it. But
that's obviously all a joke. So.
Yeah. No. Nobody's fighting anybody. We don't condone violence. We're actually both pretty much pacifists. let's just say that. Like, I don't like to make physical contact with almost anybody. So that's cool. I actually played some Battlefield 5 with you, as you said.
We had
a pretty good time. We played with, who else did we play with? There was Hollywood, and there was
McSkirt. McSkirt was on there. We played with him. Who else? Bloodflux showed up, which... So it was kind of us. Randall was in there, but Randall...
Randall talked to this
He wasn't early in the party on. Chat, but...
Yeah, but he didn't talk later. Chat.
And then he just proceeded to murder everybody in the game because that's what he does. And his hand-eye coordination is on a different level than mine.
Yeah, well, he's not above 35 like us. Like,
that's true. That's true.
That kind of helps.
I do want to stop. I do kind of want to give a shout out to all like the. If people don't know, Peaswad and I are both, you know, play Xbox. We're in a group for Battlefield and other games in the gaming community called the 13th League.
Oh yeah,
and. I just want to kind of give a shout out to everybody in there because you guys have been amazing as kind of a starting point. You guys have really listened to the podcast, watched it, kind of helped
feedback,
us.
Feedback, all that.
Yeah, feedback kind of helped us jump off when we started this. So I just want to kind of mention that anybody in that group that's listening or especially this one, I really appreciate it. Like I said, you guys didn't have to listen to any of this stuff, and everybody who's listening to it in there, I do appreciate it. So
yeah, support from the homies. You gotta love them. Love them. Mm. Homies and homettes. I don't know. I just say homies as in, like, anybody. You know, like, not male, female.
Everybody.
I
feel like it gets everybody.
I caught up on, I believe that was the last episode of Peacemaker. If you have not watched Peacemaker, please do yourself a favor and watch it. It is so good.
I need to, because I keep seeing the reviews pop up on my Facebook from these different pages I follow, and they're all like eights, nines, just for the entire thing, you know?
Yeah.
Like
for each episode. I would say, so. For sure, watch the Suicide Squad. couldn't think of the word. The new Suicide Squad movie, because he's in that, and then that then leads into the show.
Yeah.
So do that. Watch both of those, because it's almost satirical, you know, like... about superheroes, because they do some stuff and they talk about like how Superman has a poop fetish.
What did you think of the original Suicide Squad?
It was not good.
I wasn't a huge fan of it. But it is one of my youngest daughter's favorite movies. Like, if really? She's gonna pick a movie, I don't know what it is about it. I think it's Harley Quinn in there. I think that's why she likes it so much.
She's in the new one.
Is she? We haven't watched the new one yet.
Yeah, yeah, it's so the same. It's Margot Robbie in the new one.
Maybe I'll show her that one, and then she'll quit watching the other one.
Yeah, hopefully. Because telling you, the other one is so good, too.
Is it? I just need to.
Yeah, 100%
said,
worth it.
I just need to sit down and watch movies. I don't watch a ton of movies.
Get it together, man.
I did watch a movie, and maybe we talked about this last time, but I did watch The Arrival. Have you ever seen that one? It's like a science fiction type movie where aliens come.
It's old with the...
And they got to figure out the language and this and that. And,
I'm thinking of a different movie. Sorry. Yeah, but I know what you're talking about.
But I really liked that. And then like I don't know. That's like my area of movies, like Interstellar, The Arrival.
Whoa. Interstellar. You know,
those like science-y movies that are you know, that's kind of like if I'm going to sit down and watch a new movie, that's what I want to watch or something.
Oh
like
god.
That.
I'm 100% with you. I mean, I love superheroes and, you know, mystical stuff and all that and whatnot, but oh god, science movies for sure. But that's I was supposed to have a doctor's appointment today, and I went to the doctor's appointment at 11, and my doctor's appointment was actually at 9:30. So that's exciting.
Yeah, pretty good. Right on time.
I did not have a doctor's appointment today, so they had to schedule me again later. So cool.
Very good. Very good.
And then let's see, Saturday morning I'm gonna stream.
You sure? And tomorrow?
Wait, are you gonna be around? Are you gonna be able to play?
Yeah, we don't have a tournament this weekend, so I think one kid has basketball practice at like 3 p.m. So I'm free in the morning. You know?
Okay. Well, we'll talk about it more after this, but if you haven't checked me out yet, I'm twitch.tv/peaswad. On Twitch. Sleepy is there on a very regular basis. He's one of my mods. Yep. He's usually in chat with me if he's able to play. So you can talk to us both there, literally. Mm-hmm. But with all that being said, and after 24 minutes, which is about average for us, just sitting around BSing.
Of leading into what we're going to talk about.
We're finally going to say, what is today's... Oh, look at him. He's old, man. He's old. He's got to get his handwritten notes out.
With my handwritten notes.
Yeah. I told you, man. He's an old soul. We are going to be doing today. What are we doing today, Sleepy?
We are going to look into the conspiracy theory that the country of Finland doesn't exist. That it is put out there. And we'll get into the various reasons why it doesn't exist. And why it has been faked by... many, many world governments on why it actually exists and the reasons and the facts behind why it's not there.
The facts of why it's not there.
This is going to be a fun one. This is going to be one of the better ones that we've done. I'm really looking forward to it. So
my God. Okay. So, would you like me to start and you can jump in? Cause you got all like big details. I can do like the general synopsis off of the website here.
Go right ahead. Easier. Go right ahead. So, I can maybe fill in some of the blanks or whatever you want to do. So
this is on everybodywiki.com. Just so everybody knows, everybodywiki.com says that Finland is a construct by various interests, chiefly the governments of Japan and Russia, carefully nurtured by the promulgation. What is that?
I think that's like putting something out there, like the spread of information. I think propaganda? I saw that word. I saw that word as well, and I didn't look it up. I just assumed that's what it meant. So, it's like, it sounds right.
Yeah. Promulgation.
Sure. Why not?
Not yet. Let us know in the and wherever you can speak to us if you knew what promulgation was before this time. Do you want me to Google it? Just so we can.
I don't know. Like, are we even pronouncing it correctly?
It's a good possibility we're not. Promulgation, the Google, to make known or public.
Yeah, see, there you go. That's about what I figured it meant.
To put into effect. Okay. Yeah. Good. See, that's we're with it. We're hip. We're cool. All right. So we promulgate news to you guys
on the YouTube.
Over on the YouTubes. Yeah, because actually, did we talk about that? That YouTube did like a Wikipedia check on us and said that what we were saying might not be true?
Flat Earth? Yeah, they hit us with one of those like fact checker stickers on one of our episodes.
YouTube, we're with you.
Yeah, we're on your side.
We're with you.
We're talking about the same thing here.
It's like if Flat Earth doesn't exist, according to these articles, and we're like, yeah, I know. Like, come on, man.
Did you even listen to the hour and a half or so that we talked about it? You didn't.
Thanks, YouTube, you jerks. If you would have listened to us at all.
Disappointing. I'm going to write a strongly worded letter.
Oh, you're a white man. Promulgation of fake maps, histories, tour guides, and other methods. Under the theory, the landmass believed by most people to be occupied by Finland is actually an open sea as part of an enlarged Baltic Sea.
Well, the sea's always been there, according to this theory. The reason that the governments, which this is pushed forth mostly by two separate world governments at the time, back from the 1920s, mm-hmm. It was the Soviet Union and the Japanese, because Japan, up until this day, as everyone knows, does not like having their fishing regulated. They don't like the fish. You know, they do a lot of whaling, this and that. So Finland is actually a wide open body of water, you know, which expands on the Baltic Sea, and they can basically fish there. Without any government regulations, any world-type regulations. So they can just go in there, take whatever they want, do whatever they're doing, and then send it back to Japan.
What specifically is in the Baltic Sea that is like, oh, let's make up a country so we can fish there? You know, like...
I'm not really sure.
Fish made of gold, you know? Like, what?
some type of fish. There must be a lot there. I mean, for this... Soviet Union and Japan throughout World War II to come to this agreement, and then throughout the Cold War to come to this agreement that everything is cool.
You know, I actually put it out on a couple of Discords. Let me check, see if anybody responded. Live check, and nobody responded back. Because I know there are people from many countries on these Discords that I'm in. And I said, is anybody from Finland here? Please hit me up. You know how many people hit me up? The old zero.
Oh, well, that's there. I mean, people will, because you know why? According to this, there's no Finland. So why would anybody from Finland get back with you? Everyone's like, Finland, what? But like some reasons that these people put out that this is true. But let's back up a little bit. One of the main, to get the stuff from this area in the Baltic Sea across Russia to Japan... Yeah. They would have to ship it across Russia, which is what they state is the reason why the Trans-Siberian Railway was built.
Makes sense.
There's other reasons for it, but that was the sole reason it was built.
That's the only reason.
Process, you know, this to Eastern Japanese, Russia, and then eventually Japanese go fish. Down to Japan. back, you know, in the 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, this was all done, you know, just under the guise. They'd hide in other stuff, blah, blah, blah. But now, recently, the Finnish tech company Nokia, which is the largest tech company in Finland, it technically, doesn't exist.
Wait, Nokia is not a Japanese company?
No, it's a Finnish company, according to the conspiracy theory.
See, and that's they say crazy.
Because Japan is one of the biggest importers of Nokia products, right? Conspiracy people who support this point to the fact, like, there's hardly any people in Japan with Nokia phones. So why would you know what's funny when you think about a Nokia phone? Do you even think of like a smartphone? I always think of like the brick I have when I was 18.
Yep, exactly.
like bigger than my hand and weighed like 9 pounds.
But it was indestructible.
It was. It was. And oh my snake god! On it.
Oh, that was really so much fun. Snake. Oh yeah.
But anyways, they say that that's the reason. You know, that's the guys now up to today is they're being shipped under the guise of Nokia products to Japan. You know, back in the day, I don't really say how they did it. I'm sure you just throw like a burlap sack over something in the 40s. And everybody's like, that's burlap sacks. Great. We just sending those wherever. There seemed to be a lot of
cared.
Them
it was like, not my job to look into it. Like, okay.
Yeah, it's just, I'm trying not to die of dysentery and smallpox. So I'm not really too concerned with it. So,
I just saw something on here that's incredible.
Give me it.
Oh,
give me it.
Okay. Well, let me say this too. I always, my whole life, thought that Nokia was Japanese because the name Nokia sounds Japanese.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, it sounds kind of.
And the word Suomi, which is, means something to
that.
Us.
I know that. I know that. Yep. I got like 17.5K with that one. So
Jesus. The Suomi is a gun that is in Battlefield 5. It was used during World War II. The gun is supposedly a Finnish gun from Finland. I thought that it was a Japanese gun because Suomi sounds Japanese to me, too.
It does. But they also say, you know,
so
I mean,
weird.
Yeah. Weird. But there's, I'll touch on that later, you know, why that's weird. Or maybe you're going to touch, anyways, maybe you're going to touch on it now. I don't know if it's in front of you or not. But basically,
it would be interesting to have Japanese sounding terms in a country made up through Japan and Russia, correct? You know,
well, we can go ahead and bring it up then. There are a lot of similarities in the way from. I've never really heard Japanese spoken all that much or Finnish.
Oh, God, I've heard a lot of Japanese, but not
from
Finnish.
What they say is Finnish and Japanese sounds kind of similar from what I've read in these.
What?
Yeah, just that is. Well, I read it from where you're reading it. It could be true, could be not be this. But that's what it said. It said they sound kind of similar. It's just like that didn't sound like anything would sound similar Northern European country compared to Japanese.
Yeah, exactly. Because it's like language based, you know? Like they're all based off of. What are they based off of? It's not Slavic, it's based off of like Norse. You know,
yeah,
like
Nordic stuff like that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like the Norse languages is what it'd be based off of. And then you got Slavic, which is like Russian and German. And then I don't know exactly where or how, but I know that from what I understand, I believe the Japanese is based off of Chinese.
Chinese or Mandarin or something like that.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah.
Mandarin. I mean, that would make sense. You know?
Because I don't know if you knew this, but kanji. If you can read katagana kanji, because I lived in Japan, you know, if you can read katagana kanji, then you're able to read in Japanese and in Chinese because they're the exact same in both languages.
Yeah, I didn't know any of that. I don't really know about languages from that part of the world. I kind of know English, but, you know, that's why I'm here. Like I know it a little bit.
Arigato gozaimasu. Yeah. But the other thing I was going to say is, did you see the thing about the world population on here? I don't know if that was something you were going to mention.
Oh, in regards to how much Finland takes up of the world population? Yeah, they account for 0.09% of the global population, which during a census is well within the margin of error. So, technically, Finland doesn't exist because it's within the margin of error of zero. 0.09 is essentially zero.
So that means Finland doesn't exist.
Well, we kind of jumped ahead there. So let's go into how are they hiding if this country isn't real? If this country isn't real, where are the people? So essentially, the people who are Finnish, well, they think they're Finnish people. They are actually living in Eastern Sweden, yeah. Western Russia, Northern Estonia. Helsinki, their capital, they say, is actually located in Sweden, just right on the edge. You know, as far as people say, well, if you were to be somewhere, the GPS says, no, they faked all that data. according to my extensive knowledge and research that I've done. The GPS locations are manipulated, and IP addresses are spoofed
to make you believe
that that's actually the place that you are. So,
that's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
There's been so much planning that's gone into making sure that Finland stays fake.
Well, and then think about this, too. This is another point people make. It's like, okay, so Finland annually is always ranked top, I mean, first in healthcare, gender equality, literacy, quality of life, education, freedom of press, all of this. It's like, how could one country possibly be number one in all of these?
How are you doing all of this so well?
What people who support this theory point to is like, well, it's because this country obviously isn't real, and Western social democracies are using this fake country as an example or a prop to show, you know, their countries. Like, look how great this country is doing. We should do all this stuff too because they're doing so great, and they're using it to try to form and shape policy. You know, so whether you believe in.
Initially, it was just Japan and Russia, and now Western democracies have been like, well, I guess that kind of makes sense, you know, because the GPS system is actually owned by the government of the United States. Did you know that?
I did not know that. But it is
public knowledge to anybody who wants anything to do with it, but it is owned still by the United States government. So in order to be able to fake GPS coordinates, you'd have to have
the U.S.
in cahoots with the U.S. government.
Do you think there are any birds in Finland?
No, there's not, because there's no land for them to land on.
But there's probably seagulls.
Yeah, seagulls are everywhere. They're the worst.
They are the worst. You can't even eat on a beach without them. Like, you get like 9 or 10 of them just like staring at you. It's just like, this is 100% my food. It's like, please don't try to come take it from me. Like, I'm still using it.
Yeah, I would love to continue to eat this. What else we got with this?
Well, I mean, as far as the population goes, with it being only 0.09, Finland obviously has a small population. So, and the majority of that country is forest area, trees, things like that. So,
right.
So it's not easy. So it's very easy for the people who think they're Finnish to be told that they are when they really aren't, because I mean, it's mostly trees.
And it's also mountainous too, right? Like, it's very
There's stuff like that, and it's also one of the least visited countries in the world, probably due to its small population, this and that. So it's just like, if it really existed, maybe more people would go to it. But the problem is it doesn't exist. It's a giant lake for Japan to go whaling or catch. I don't even know what kind of fish are in the. We need to look that up. What kind of fish are in the Baltic Sea?
I got that.
What kind of fish are in the Baltic Sea? Mackerel.
I can type very, very quickly. Let's see here. Baltic Sea, according to Google, at eea.europa.eu something or other. It says that that's the only place to get them. That's why. The fish include marine species like cod. Oh, okay, they went with their specific names. Sprat and herring.
I've heard of herring. But I've never heard of sprat.
I don't know. I think they made that one up.
That's not like something I'd want to eat. Sounds gross.
Yeah. Hey, you want some sprat? Terrible. No,
I don't.
I'm good on that.
Did you say Sprite? Is it caffeine free? Yeah, I'd love Sprite.
Sprite is caffeine free. I can verify that. It is.
I haven't bought Mellow Yellow since that conversation, by the way. I used to buy it all the time. I haven't even bought it. Just buying Sprite.
So, I love Sprite. I love Sprite.
Yeah. You completely changed the things we buy in this house after that conversation. So
yes,
so completely, you know. So thank you. I appreciate that. So
you're welcome. And what kind of soda are you drinking right now?
Soda right now?
Yeah.
This is a Budweiser. This is a Bud Diesel, as they would call it.
One of my little favorite drinks of alcohol right there. Budweiser Diesel.
Old Budweiser. So.
Dunkin' Donuts and Budweiser, holla at your boys. You know, we can easily be sponsors. He'll drink a Budweiser. I will drink a coffee with a donut, heart-shaped donut with brownie batter in the middle. I say it like that because I think it's funny. Holla at Rick Shade because he says coffee and it's like, oh, it hurts. It hurts so, yeah. He even made a quaffy emote on his thing because I was making fun of him for it.
Nice.
They have freshwater species like pike and perch. I don't know how they're doing that when it's not. It should be just, you know, like how they have freshwater too.
I literally said perch. That's what I assumed. Everywhere. There's perch everywhere, apparently.
Is there?
I don't know.
And
we have perch in Georgia. Bluegill, whatever the heck they call it down here.
Oh, perch and bluegill are the same?
I think so. I don't know. I've heard it called both things down here.
Oh, okay. They have Atlantic salmon and sea trout as well. I don't know why that wasn't like included, but yeah.
Sea trout, like sea bass.
Oh my god. Cod, herring and prat constitute about 95% of the total catch.
So sprat is a big thing that I'm 36. I've never heard of this fish.
What is sprat? Yep. Let's see. Google that. What is sprat?
Where can I buy sprat? This is going to be a big question where I live because now I have to try.
Sprat is a common name for a forage fish belonging to the genus. Okay, whatever.
Forage fish, like a bottom feeder.
They're like sardines, I think.
Oh, I hate sardines. Those are gross. So I don't want any of those.
We're not eating sprat anytime soon. Just a heads up,
no,
everybody.
No, I'm not. I'm not eating sprat. I'm a cheese pizza guy.
Exactly. Like, I'm not eating any fish.
Like, what else do you use sardines for? Like, you always hear about put on pizza. What else would you put those on?
I would put mine in the garbage.
Well, that's along with the coleslaw. I get that, but like people who eat it, what else is it used for besides like making pizza bad?
Yeah, so. Please let us know. What would you put sardines in or on? Like anybody who would eat sardines or does eat sardines, what the hell do you use them for? I don't have any idea.
I have no clue. They're gross though, and they smell terrible. I tried it once, and the amount of salt in a sardine, the way they're canned, oh dude, it'll make you sick.
Oh yeah, like, it is terrible. That bad.
It's terrible.
Hate it. Well, let's see here. What else do we got? Do you have anything else that you'd like to add to this?
Not really. That's kind of just what it comes down to. So let's cover some bases here. So Finland was faked to cover up the fact that there is an extra section of the Baltic Sea that Japan is fishing without regulation and without limits. They are shipping it from that location across Russia to Eastern Russia via the Trans-Siberian Railroad.
As Nokia.
In modern times, disguised as Nokia products.
Yep.
And then they just have to give a certain percentage of their profits from when they bring it in and resell it to the Russian government.
Right.
And going back in the day, they say, okay, so back in World War II, Russia and Finland very rarely had skirmishes or fought, you know, based upon historical stuff.
Right.
Because it wasn't real and those encounters were faked. And then you come back to modern times, GPS locations are faked. All the IP addresses in that country are faked.
All of it.
Obviously, because you'd be underwater. Their population is within the margin of error for a census. So obviously, you could just fake it very easily.
Easy.
The majority of it is not populated. A lot of trees, a lot of mountainous areas. And everybody who thinks they live there actually lives in Sweden, Russia, or Estonia. So, I think that pretty much covers it, and it's not real, apparently. You know, based upon what we've shown, like, how could you possibly believe that Finland exists with all these hard facts that we have?
The biggest question is do you know anybody from Finland? Have you ever met a person from Finland?
I have not. I don't know anybody from Finland.
I don't either. So, us here in the United States, not even Europe. I've never met somebody like, oh God. actually, I think I do know somebody from Finland.
I might know one.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure. The 13th, maybe.
There's a dude in the Super Show Discord that I have played Minecraft with. It's from Finland, but
boy, oh boy, is he gonna be disappointed to learn that he doesn't live in Finland.
He's going to learn the truth. Let's add to here that this theory was promulgated. Gee, why do we just say it? Why do we have to use that word?
Promulgated.
This theory was first
Premulgated.
Yep. Going to the prom with Yule Gated, I guess. On the internet forum website Reddit in 2015, a subreddit was set aside for discussion of the theory. So it was first brought forth, we could have said that instead of promulgated, on Reddit in 2015.
That's such a fun word to say. Like, why would we even, you know?
Oh, this God.
Such a good word. Anyways, go ahead.
From there, interest spread to other parts of the internet. The original spreader of the theory said that he claims that his parents taught him the theory in all seriousness, and that he no longer believes that it is true, and he thinks the same. And that he thinks that some now do. I don't know what that means. Apparently, somebody's planning a film about this.
Are you reading Business Insider? As you were today with all the 1950s.
Oh my god!
That's a date.
And we don't use the word "and." We use "an." That was so good.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. So Stephen Sheehan developed "Finland Does Not Exist" and presented it at a place at the Crown Building Studios in Liverpool. The piece explores concepts such as life, death, and absurdity of existence while referencing the conspiracy theory. A film is planned. A film about Finland not existing is planned. Okay. I mean, I guess you can make a film about anything, you know? Like, it's cool.
You can make a film, and you could have Tom Cruise or somebody in it, and they're going to land in Finland on a plane, and then they, like the clouds clear, and there's no ground. Like, oh my God, a country's supposed to be here. And they crash in the water, and then Tom Cruise has to figure out the whole theory of what's going on with Finland in the middle of the ocean while he gets back, while he's trying to be murdered by the Japanese and Russians and try to
get and,
him. Yeah, dude.
And they're trying to kill him because in under the water is actually where Atlantis was. And the fish are eating the gold, and that's why they're fishing, because there's gold inside of the bellies.
And they don't want to share all their sprat. So, that's not for us. That's theirs.
Stay away from our sprat!
Yeah. Okay, so just we're all clear here. If a movie comes out in this basis over the next year or so, I mean, come on.
We're getting robbed.
I mean,
We're getting robbed. This is our idea. It's in recording right here. This is ours. You need to get permission.
February 2022.
Boom. This is us, the Peaswad and Sleepy Show. We got ideas. This is a very satirical conspiracy theory, in case people didn't realize.
It is.
We don't believe it, of course. We haven't believed anything so far.
Well, we had to leave the 0.00001% chance that the birds aren't real, just because then I can't make the joke. So
So I mean, it's the same concept of this. You know, there's that 0.0001 or whatever that Finland does not exist, because nothing is guaranteed. Did you know that science is never actually 100% true? It's whoever can prove the best amount of truth.
Yeah, I mean, like scientific theory and stuff like that, and like the processes and things. Yeah,
because I mean, even like gravity.
Somebody could come behind you, like from like Isaac Newton's theory of gravity, and you could disprove it. Like,
yeah.
But what happens if you disprove it? Like, do we all just start floating in the air? Like, how does that work? Like, I don't know.
It's a light switch. Like, gravity. I disproved it.
And then we're all just flying off into the sky.
I think that would suck. Okay, so nobody disproved gravity. That's the thing.
Yeah, leave that one alone.
Oh my god. But
I have a 20-foot step ladder. I mean, extension ladder. That's about it. I use that to put up Christmas lights. So beyond that, not interested.
I'm good with that. All that stuff. I think that's the end of the Finland does not exist. But I did want to talk to you real quick about something else.
Sure, what do you got?
What do you think about us getting together and doing an episode about the Mandela Effect?
I don't even know what that is. What's the Mandela Effect?
You don't know what that is?
No, I don't even know
Sleepy
what that is.
Sleepy Bo Peepee. God. Mandela Effect. Okay. You remember the little kids' books back in the day? They even had a TV show. It was about bears, and I'm not trying to say the name of it because I don't want to influence you to say the wrong name.
Well, I know there were bears. Like, there were books about bears when I was a kid. Yeah.
What were they called? The something bears. Do you remember?
Yeah, I remember.
No. Say the name.
The Bernstein Bears? No.
Is it? No. You said Bernstein?
Yeah, Bernstein. However you say it, I don't know. I don't know how words work.
What's the correct way to say it?
I say Bernstein.
Bernstein, right?
Yeah, that's how I would say it.
Bernstein, correct? That's how you say it?
Yeah, Bernstein Bears.
Did you know that it's not correct?
It's
Bernstein. Bernstein Bears.
Bernstein Bears? I don't like it at all. I don't like that information. I reject that information.
That's what I'm saying, man. That's Mandela effect, because you and I both say Bernstein Bears.
Yeah.
Bernstein Bears. That's how I say it too. Bernstein.
Yeah.
It's Steen. Bernstein Bears. But in reality, it is Bernstein. So that's the Mandela effect. Because there are many things. Like, I could send you a couple YouTube videos that you just be like, no! Like, that's not right. No. And your just mind will be blown. So, and it all comes from Nelson Mandela. And somebody was sitting around and they were talking about it. And they were like, oh, yeah, Nelson Mandela. And they were like, oh, yeah, it sucks. I remember when he died. And somebody else was like, no, he's alive.
He's alive.
He was. At the time, he was still alive. Yeah, they were like, no, he died in prison. I remember seeing his funeral on the TV and stuff. And they were like, no, that didn't happen.
That's actually a good one to do, for sure. Yeah, I didn't even thought about doing stuff like that. As far as doing stuff in this, that's a really good one.
And we could easily go through like a list of just a whole bunch of different ones and talk about that. It'd be super easy, I think.
Yeah, it would be. I mean, there's a lot out there to cover.
But so if you specifically, person who is listening, please get into contact with us. That way we can have an idea of what you want us to talk about when it comes to the Mandela effect. Sounds good to you, right? So if you have any specific Mandela effects that affected you, please let us know and we can talk about that. It'll make it easier on us. And then with that being said, too, are you ready to close it down?
Yeah. I think we covered all this one.
Cool.
I mean, obviously, the opinion at the end of this is it's a fun one to talk about. A lot of cool stuff here.
Yep.
And obviously true. There's no Finland doesn't exist. That's a hard line I'm taking. So anyways, go right ahead.
Well,
I'm just kidding. Finland, we love you. So listen. Listen to us like daily. So
yeah. Prove to us that you're real Finland by having Finland show up in our listens.
The only way to prove that you're real is if you listen to the podcast and you show up in our analytics. So without that, who's to say?
Until Finland shows up in our analytics, we are not going to believe that you're real. I'm just going to say that.
Yep.
Fair is fair. For now, Sleepy and I do not believe in Finland, but as soon as you show up in our analytics, we will believe in you. So please listen to us, Finland. Listen to us, Finland. Okay, so ways to get in contact with us again. We are at WT Conspiracy on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter, where my sister has been doing a great job. She just put up two more reels today, two more little clips. So we're pretty excited about that. We also are WTConspiracy@gmail.com. We have a linktree/WT Conspiracy. And then also our videos are up on YouTube. So you can see our faces where one of us has an amazing beard and one of us has an under chin.
It's an okay beard. It's got a little gray in it. It's not even gray. It's white. It's actually white. It's not even gray. That's okay though.
Whenever it was that I got a haircut, I shaved like 4 days later.
Mm-hmm.
That was like a month ago.
Still just chilling.
I'm such a teenager with growing facial hair.
Or, it's just one less thing you got to do. But actually, since I have a beard, I don't even, you just kind of clean it up a little bit. Like, every few days, but besides that, just get the strays. But
you know, yeah, like I wish I could say the same. Damn it. So check us out on all that stuff. Make sure that you're giving us a smashing likes, subscribes, all that stuff. Hit giving us a 5-star review on the whatever page that you're listening to the audio podcast on. Make sure you give us a high review, because higher reviews always help. So are you ready for it? Did you time out? Do you have it written down? Do you have it written down?
I don't, and I'm 100% gonna get this wrong. You gotta say your part and then maybe I'll get it right. I don't have it. God dang. Okay, go ahead.
Yes. Okay.
Let's watch me butcher this.
Are you ready for this? If we didn't do a good job this time,
maybe we will next time. Is that it?
That is it.
Is it really? Is that
That's it? That's it.
I got it.
King Kong in this stuff, baby.
That's right.
Oh my God.
Literally, I don't have it written down. So like, I totally got that right the first try. So
all it took was 8 episodes. We got it.
I feel like it. I got a little lucky. So
that was beautiful. That was beautiful.
It's one of those things, like when you say your part, like I remember that part, and you know, it's like it's all my association. That's all that matters. So cheers, everybody.
Yeah, thanks for watching. We appreciate you guys. I love you.
Appreciate it. So bye. Hopefully you enjoyed it.